The Cat Who Wanted to Go Home by Jill Tomlinson. Read by Maureen Lipman. So Susie rode down to the seafront in great style in Auntie Jo's tricycle basket. She got very excited when she saw the sea. That sheet of blue water with white lace trimmings was all that lay between her and France. Oh, she would soon be home. The minute Auntie Jo had parked the tricycle by the butcher's shop and disappeared inside, Susie jumped down from the basket and ran across the road to the beach. There were children everywhere, digging in the sand and running about with buckets of water, just like French children. Susie dodged nimbly between them and ran down to the water's edge. She had hoped to find a fishing boat like the one belonging to her family, but there didn't seem to be anything like that, only lots of people shouting and splashing in the water. She was so busy staring out to sea, looking for boats, that she hardly noticed the wavelets trickling across the sand and washing over her paws.
"Oh, look! There's a kitten over there, paddling!" a little girl said to her father, who was sitting in a deck chair reading his paper.
"Kittens don't paddle, Caroline," he said. "Cats hate water."
"Well, this one is paddling," said Caroline. "I'm going down to watch her."
She dropped her spade and ran down to the sea. Susie had moved along a bit, but she was easy to find because of the trail of paw prints she left behind her in the sand.
"Pussy,"
said Caroline, putting down her hand and stroking Susie. Susie trilled and purred and rubbed against the little girl's hand.
"Oh, you are sweet," she said,
picking her up and holding her against her shoulder.
"Come on, I want to show you to Daddy. He doesn't believe you've been paddling."
She started back up the beach, but Susie suddenly jumped down and tore away across the sand towards some rocks. She had seen something. From Caroline's shoulder, she had had a better view over the top of people's heads, and she was sure she had seen a boat. A boat! She could get home at last. Caroline started to follow her, but Susie was going much too fast, and anyway, her father would be cross if she just disappeared without telling him where she was going. Bother! Now he would never believe that there had been a paddling kitten. Susie reached the rocks and looked about her. Yes, there was the boat. It was a very small plastic canoe, but it was all there was, so it would have to do. A small boy was paddling it along close to the rocks. Susie scrambled towards him over the slippery seaweed and fixed him with her great green eyes.
"Chez moi!"
she called hopefully.
"Chez moi!"
The boy looked up and stared at her in amazement. He had never seen a cat on the beach before.